Clover tells the truth. Soft Spot woke up to the first rays of sunshine. She yawned and stretched and jumped down from the carriage she had slept in. She purred with happiness as she saw Clover and Puppy snuggled together, sleeping peacefully. Soft Spot quietly walked around, as only a cat can do, and made breakfast. Puppy woke up to the smell of good things cooking on the stove. When he opened his eyes, he saw a furry little bunny, and he smiled at his new friend Clover. Puppy dared not move for fear of waking Clover, but felt he should help Soft Spot with breakfast. Very gently and carefully, Puppy moved away. Good. Clover didn't wake up.
Good morning, Puppy.
Hi. Can I help you with something?
Why don't you set the table?
Sure.
Clover woke up to the sound of dishes being set on the table and to the smell of breakfast. No one was still sleeping with her. Oh, no! She hopped out of bed and over to Soft Spot and Puppy.
Am I late again? Are you mad at me? I didn't realize it was time to get up. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Clover.
Certainly is. I was just enjoying making breakfast, and Puppy is setting the table. You can set the table for supper if you want to.
Sure you aren't angry with me?
No, not at all.
The new family sat down together. A puppy, a bunny, and a cat.
I'll say grace. Dear God, thank you that we are a family, and for your love, and for this food. Amen.
Amen.
They all ate heartily since they had no supper the night before. Clover seemed to be nibbling quite quickly.
You don't have to hurry, Clover. There's plenty of time before school.
I don't? Really? Oh. I like my new family, and I don't want you not to like me and be mad at me for being too slow.
We like you the way you are, Clover.
You do?
We think you're special.
And so they had a happy meal together.
Now it's time for you two to be off to school.
Goodbye, Soft Spot.
Goodbye, Soft Spot.
Goodbye. Now have a good day at school.
Puppy and Clover left together.
Do you mind walking to school with me, Puppy? No one ever walks with me. I hop too slowly.
I don't mind, Clover. I'm used to going to school by myself, but it might be nice to have some company. I never go very quickly to school because being among so many other animals makes me nervous. But then I'm careful to never be late either so that they don't notice me.
I like you, Puppy. You're kind.
Come on, race you to that tree.
They both started running. Puppy reached the tree just a little before Clover.
That was fun.
What do you mean you are slow? You gave me a good race.
I did?
Yep. Let's walk the rest of the way.
They enjoyed walking to school, but it ended much too soon.
Would you like to meet after school and walk home together?
Sure, why not?
Clover and Puppy went to their classrooms. Later in the day, Clover's teacher, Miss Hoot, called her to the front of the room.
Clover, what is this story you wrote about having a cat for a mother and a dog for a brother? I told you this is supposed to be a true story about your real family.
But they are my real family.
I know your real family, and they're all rabbits just like you. Now stop this lying.
But I'm not lying. It's true.
Clover, you are to report to the principal's office now.
Clover hopped slowly to the principal's office.
Clover, why were you sent to my office?
All I did was write a paper for Miss Hoot about my family, and she said I was lying.
Were you lying?
No.
I know Miss Hoot wouldn't accuse you of lying unless she had a good reason. What did you say to make her think that?
I said that my mother is a cat and my brother is a dog. You know him. His name is Puppy.
But your mother and brothers and sisters are bunnies. What did you expect Miss Hoot to say?
But it's true. It is. Ask Puppy.
The principal paged Puppy to his office.
Come in, Puppy. Don't be afraid. I just need to ask you a few questions. They may seem rather strange, but just answer them honestly.
All right.
Is Clover your sister?
Yes.
That seems quite impossible, you being a puppy and she a bunny. Besides, I know her bunny family. I've never known you to lie. Can you explain this?
Yes. Clover's bunny family left her. Softspot and I found her crying. Neither of us has a family either, so we decided to become our own family.
Is Softspot a cat?
Yes.
While you were coming to my office, Puppy, I checked the attendance sheet for animals absent. It did seem strange that all Clover's brothers and sisters are absent on the same day. Thank you for explaining.
Sure.
Clover, I'm sorry your family left you. I'm glad you found a new family. You can see why Miss Hoot was confused. I'll explain it all to her. It's nearly time to go home. Why don't you go now? Puppy, would you take Clover home? You do have a home.
Yes, a beautiful home.
Good. I think Clover is too upset to learn any more today. I'll explain everything to Miss Hoot and to your teacher, too, Puppy.
Thank you.
Now a long home with both of you, and tomorrow you can begin with a fresh start.
Clover and Puppy walked home very quietly. They walked and hopped in as Softspot was beginning supper. Softspot took one look at them and said,
"What's the matter? What happened? Is one of you sick? Sit down and tell me."
"My teacher didn't believe you were my family, and I was sent to the principal's office."
"Then I was paged to the principal's office."
"Oh, my."
"I explained what happened."
"They didn't believe me."
"Oh, Clover and Puppy, I'm sorry you had such a hard day."
"I don't want to go to school tomorrow."
"The principal said he would explain it all to our teachers."
"I've never been called to the principal's office before."
"I'm sure everything will be cleared up by tomorrow."
"I hope so."
"I'm sorry I got you called to the principal's office."
"You didn't mean to, Clover."
"I only want to tell about my wonderful new family. I never want to hear about my rabbit family again."
"We're your family now, Clover, and we'll never leave you."
"We love you very much, Clover."
"I'm so glad. I love you both."
"Why don't you two go play outside? I need to finish making supper."
"Do you want help?"
"No. Now go along outside, but don't go far."
The next morning, Clover woke up very early.
"Puppy! Puppy, wake up! Where's Softspot?"
"Huh? What, Clover?"
"Where's Softspot?"
"Oh, what are you doing up so early, Clover?"
"I got up early to help Softspot by setting the table. I forgot to last night for supper."
"Oh, well, she's got to be here somewhere."
"You don't think she's left us, do you?"
"No, Clover, she wouldn't do that. I don't know where she is, but let's set the table and it will be all ready when she comes back. I'll help you, Clover."
"All right."
Softspot quietly slipped in.
"My, you two are up early. And look, you've already set the table."
"Softspot, where were you?"
"Clover was afraid you'd left."
"Meow. Oh, no, Clover. I just get up early to spend some time with God."
"What do you do?"
"Where do you go?"
"I talk to God and I read the Bible and think about what it says. I've picked a beautiful, quiet spot where I am alone with God."
"Why do you do that?"
"God's my friend, teacher and king, and I enjoy spending time with him.
So early in the morning?
I like early morning, but the time of day doesn't matter. Would you like to try spending a little time with God each day?
I wouldn't know what to do.
Me neither.
My suggestion is to read a chapter of the Bible each day. You could begin with the New Testament and Psalms. Think about what you have read, and then talk to God about things you're thankful for, problems you have, and how you feel. He cares about all these things.
I could maybe do that.
Sure you could, puppy.
Do you think I could?
Yes, Clover. And it doesn't matter if you don't understand everything to begin with.
Okay, Softspot.
Now let me start breakfast.
I'm not very hungry. Can we just have cereal, Softspot?
Still worried about school?
Sort of.
Well, I talked to God about it this morning, and I know he will help you.
They ate cereal and went off to school. Not too early, not too late, just on time. The day passed. Softspot sat in the warm sun waiting for Puppy and Clover to come home from school. She had been a little worried about Puppy, but at least no one was sent home early. All of a sudden, she saw Puppy and Clover bounding across the field.
Softspot! Softspot!
Puppy and Clover danced around Softspot.
Guess what? Guess what?
All right, meow! All right! Stand still for a second. That's better. Now what happened?
God did go with me to school, and I was so afraid to walk into class, but no one, not one animal, teased me about going to the principal's office, and I made it through the day. I didn't think I ever would.
And my teacher took me aside, and she apologized to me. She said she was sorry that my family had left me, but was glad I had a new family that loved me.
Let's celebrate. I'll make a special supper, and you can make ice cream sundaes for dessert.
Yay!
This is a good day.
You can go play. I'll call you when supper is ready.
Clover and Puppy had a wonderful time playing together outside. A tired and happy Clover and Puppy came in for supper. They washed their paws and sat down to a wonderful meal with ice cream sundaes for dessert. Then it was time for homework, time with God, a story, and bed.
I had a wonderful day. I've always been alone. I didn't realize it was so good to have a family, and I didn't know God could be my friend.
I still find it hard to believe he loves me.
God loves both of you in a very special way. Now off to bed with you. Sweet dreams. Good night.
Good night.